I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds the flame. And what I got, full stop, a false dream to scatter.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs of Friends. This is Daniel, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is our second episode, and this is called Songs with Kat.
Hello.
Hello. That is Kat. So this is my friend Kat, everybody. She's a great friend of mine. And Kat, what should the people know about you before we get into it?
My name is Kat. I don't know.
Excellent.
Yes. That is all you need to know.
All that needs to be said. Well, how did we meet, Kat? Because I feel like our meeting story is a little peculiar, and we tell people over and over again. And
we have can to do repeat a little, the like, story every single week.
Every single week. And why is that?
Because we have weekly dinners.
We have weekly dinners.
And we have new guests every week.
Every time, yes. I moved to Dunbar in December, and Kat lovingly opened her arms and welcomed me into the Dunbar community, which is very fun. And ever since I moved there, we've been having dinners every week, and we are the only two, like, constants.
We're the hosts.
Dinner. We're the hosts.
And we got guests.
We have guests. Cooking with friends, even, if we were to have a show. And we bring on, usually, or we bring in a different guest to cook with us or just be with us every week. And because of that, we usually end up having to explain how we met every single time.
Yeah.
So, do you want to start? Should I start? What is the story of Kat and Daniel?
The story of Kat and Daniel started in summer 2019.
What was the weather like?
In beautiful, beautiful, sunny Kelowna.
Yes.
You were actually the first UBC Vancouver person that I've met, I realized. And I was a UBCO student in my first year. And I was moving into the best student residence that we had on campus because it had a rooftop.
Yes.
And I was moving stuff inside the building and you were outside, I think.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you know this part of the story a lot better.
Okay, I was moving in my friend Elijah, who is great, and my friend Matt and I had come to Kelowna to move Eli in because he was starting at UBCO and we were kind of crashing his jumpstart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like you were coming out of Purcell and I was maybe like walking in because Eli also lived in that building.
Yep.
And I think I was just like, oh my God, another black person.
Which
like,
is rare in Kelowna.
Which is rare in Kelowna. Yeah, it is not. It's not an everyday occurrence. So I was like, oh my God, like, hello.
And
I
think, and that was it.
That was it.
That's the story.
No, that is the end of the story. Yeah. And then we had been telling, like, the three, like, me, Matt, and Eli had been telling, like, I guess you and all the other new UBCO students that there was, like, a party going on the Purcell rooftop that
thrown by who
some guy named like Jeff or Joe had told us about it, and it was like gonna be super fun and that everyone should come because we didn't want any of this party shenanigans to be traced back to us. So we told like a bunch of other people. So then we come back to Purcell at night, I don't know the exact time, and you're there on the rooftop.
We're all sitting in a circle.
Yes.
Chatting as first years do, making friends.
Mingling, yes.
And yeah, I remember you sat on my left.
Yes, you sat on my right. It's very important. Cross-legged.
Yeah, and then we chatted and you disappeared forever.
Yeah.
Or what I thought would be forever.
Yeah, what you thought would be forever. And then fast forward like a year later, okay.
Yep.
I'm Daniel myself, and walking down.
Yes, that's me.
I'm walking down Main Mall. I think Main Mall.
No, we were in the Nest.
No. Oh. The first time I saw you, it was Main Mall. Yep. I remember because I was outside, And I think you were just like walking past me, and I was like, oh, like Katarina or whatever, because that's like your full name on your Instagram. And I think you were like, oh, Daniel.
Like, Daniel?
Yeah.
Is that you?
And then I don't know if I said anything else other than just like, oh, like, hi. Or did I say like, oh, you go to UBC Vancouver now?
It was the regular small talk. Very much like, I have somewhere to go. You have somewhere to go.
We're busy people. Yeah.
And then we kept bumping into each other for like 2 years at the most random and rogue times with like 6 months interval in between.
Yes.
And it was at the Omar Apollo concert.
After the Omar Apollo concert.
After, when we were leaving. And then again, outside the same venue, when I was going to another concert.
I was going to a different show too.
Yeah. And kept bumping into each other. And then one day, it was last term, September, I believe. I'm sitting.
September 2022.
Exactly. I'm sitting ground floor of the Nest. I'm chatting to my friend Tessa. Shout out, Tessa.
Shout out, Tessa. Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Tessa. And the man himself screams across the entire Nest for me.
I was feeling very goofy.
He was feeling a little goofy.
Silly and quirky a little bit.
And he screams at the top of his lungs. And as one does, I stand up, walk over. And he was like, we're being friends. We're hanging out from now on. And the rest is history.
Yeah. And I think I pestered you into...
You did say, I will pester you.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're going to be friends. And I pestered you. I think we got coffee. And then ever since then...
And that first hangout is actually when you started talking about the concept of the show.
Oh,
and I already started my rant on... I knew there's one song that I absolutely knew from the get-go that I was going to incorporate into this. And I was already plugging it that first time we started hanging out.
I did not remember that.
So it comes full circle. We're back here today, and I'm going to talk about the song.
Is it song number one?
It's song number one.
Okay, let's get into song number one, then. That was an amazing segue. Yeah, I'm going to dap you up right now in the studio. That was amazing, Kat. Okay, so do you have anything to tell us about this first song?
I have so much to say about this first song.
Okay, tell us.
The reason why it's the first one that came to mind when we were talking last term, that one September
fateful
at
day.
Loaf,
yeah,
is
cloudy.
Because this song has followed me like throughout my entire life. I first heard it when I was a kid, and it takes me right back to the first time I listened to it. It's one of my dad's favorite songs, and he used to play it every Sunday when we'd come back from the beach.
And where was that?
That was in Ghana. I grew up in Ghana as a kid, and we'd go to the beach on the weekends, and my dad would literally blast this song when my brother and I were like half asleep in the backseat because we had just been like jumping in the waves all day, and the windows were down, the song would be blasting, and we'd all be singing at the top of our lungs, and... The fun thing about the story or about the song as well is that my dad played music with the artist
when
we lived in Ghana because
he dabbled in
jazz music himself, and he played with a lot of local musicians, and one of which was Ebi Kwete, who's the artist behind the song. And so the song reminds me not only of my childhood but also my dad. And many years after we moved from Ghana, my dad's German, and we were in Germany, and Ebi Kwete happened to be touring around Germany.
Oh, wow.
And he played at my dad's favorite jazz club. And so he made a point to
go. Do you remember the name of the jazz club?
It's called the Jazz Club.
Nice.
No, never mind. It's called Jazz House.
Oh, Jazz House. Yes. In German.
In German, because house means house.
Okay. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that one.
So he played at the Jazz House. And my dad made a point to go, and he was playing this song, which is called Cigarette à Bana. And my dad says, that's the retelling of my dad. He said that at the end of the song, or like midway through, Ebi Kwete stopped and like pointed to him because he didn't know he was going to be in the crowd. And he's like, oh, my old friend is here. And we like, the song is about stopping smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, quitting smoking. And he's like, my friend and I, who like we quit smoking together 20 years ago, is here tonight. And
that's really wholesome.
Yeah, he came back from the show gleaming, like it was the best day of his life. So that's also why I love this song so much. It reminds
me
of
that. That is absolutely beautiful. Before I play it, is there anything you want those listening to like take away from it other than that amazing story that you just told?
Think of summer. Imagine you're at the back of a car as a kid, windows down, and blasting the song. Just imagine. And then that's it.
Here is Cigarette à Bana, sorry for butchering that, by Habib Kwete from the album Barrow, is that how you say it?
I don't know the album.
Barrow, but... okay. Well, I'm going to play it. Imagine you are like Kat and her brother were in the back of a van, windows down,
coming
in the summer.
Coming back from the beach.
Coming back from the beach. Hope you enjoy.
Sé de quien le gusta la estrella feliz como café.
Yo no la.
Otros prefieren con mucho calor y sabor.
Yo no la.
Otros prefieren a una mujer entre sabana.
No, yo no la.
O mejor es que una mujer que una musa.
No more cigarettes, no more cigarettes, Habana, Habana. No more cigarettes, no more cigarettes, Habana, Habana.
Sé de quien le gusta mañana feliz. Pa' bien esperar.
Yo no na.
Otros prefieren latte y choco como lobito.
Yo no na.
Otro lo cosa entre sabana para calentar.
No, yo no na.
Otro lo cosa entre sabana como una musa.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% Indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Daniel. This is our second episode called Songs with Kat, because in the studio I have...
Kat!
We have Kat. The song you just heard, Kat brought for us today, and that was called Cigarette Habana by Habib Kouté. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly.
Habib Kouté.
What else do you have to tell us about this song? Because I loved that. It was very much at the back of a van, windows down, exactly. In the summer, no rent to pay, very relaxed. I loved it.
Yeah, the song translates to cigarette, like, no more. So it's about him quitting cigarettes. And it's in Bambara, which is one of the languages spoken in Mali, where my mom is from. So that's another tie that I have to the song. It just reminds me of Mali as well. But yeah, it translates to cigarette no more.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you have a second song here for us. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Like what I really... So for those listening, Kat didn't really tell me anything about the songs, and I thought it would be more fun to not really know a lot about them and mm-hmm. kind of put the spotlight on Kat to tell me. So let's hear about what myself and everyone listening can expect.
The next song is, all I have to say is celebrity crush always and has always been. It's Damsel Fly by Lil Carner.
Okay.
And I don't have much to say about the song aside from the fact that I absolutely love Lil Carner. I have since high school. And this is not necessarily my favorite song by him, but I chose it because it features Tom Misch. And I think that Lil Carner and Tom Misch are the absolute best duo ever. And yeah, this album is the first album that I listened to by him. And yeah, so that's why I chose that song.
Okay. Damselfly. Thank you for bringing it in. Here's Damselfly by Lil Carner and Tom Misch from the album Yesterday's Gone.
Been a minute since I've been with some women. Not cause they've been lacking, just I've been lacking the feeling. I've been staring at the ceiling, listen to the chat that they're revealing. Wondering if I open up or keep concealing. I ain't trying to be demeaning, it seems. Thought you knew this, I don't really do this. Moving like a Judas, talking all that talk, but ain't no time for acting foolish. When you asking all the brothers saying true this, I might just jump on this for free, jumping on them freestyles. I be wild, moving brains, see now. It's so sunset, it's beautiful, it's one guest. One morning, afternoon in that sundress. The summer flies by, every morning, I'm still yawning. Same conversation, never boring.
Yo, she texted
me.
Oh,
that's
Tomo. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know. That these days are feeling cold. My love could take her home. As if we never knew. I was too young for you. Alright, and then you say you ain't about guys. Alright, especially brothers from the south side. But been about mine ever since the drought line. You put me been living on this cloud nine. Saying it's about time starting. Front light, nothing'll change until it drains. Ain't nothing the same. Alright, cause you become like the blood in my veins. Saying I'm way too young to be stuck in the rain. And still it's peak weeks till I figured out you play keys. 18, you been listening to JD. Blaming the bait trees, telling me you hate these. Geez, but didn't need me telling you they ain't me. Because they ain't me, they ain't me. Don't need to know about the colours that they paint me. I've been too busy getting dizzy off that JD. Dreaming that the places you could take me. So I know that these days are feeling cold. My love could take her home. As if we never knew. I was too young for you.
I'm gonna give you my love.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Okay. Hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Songs with Friends with Daniel and...
Kat.
Kat. Kat is in the studio. The song you just heard was Damselfly by Loyal Carner and Tom Misch.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to some of our friends, Sam and Molly, who were waving at us from outside the studio while that was playing. And also shout out to, you were saying...
Shout out to Rosie. I just saw your text. Rosie's my British friend.
Yes.
And Loyal Carner is British, so...
He is British, and so is Rosie.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. What does that song, like, evoke visually when you listen to it? Because I'm feeling, like, a lot of summer vibes so far.
Most of the songs that I have today are just basically summer songs. But this song just reminds me of high school. Because I first started listening to Loyal Carner with my high school best friend. And we're both absolutely
obsessed
with
him. What's your high school best friend's name?
Yasmina. Shout out.
Yasmina
yeah.
might be listening.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. She's all the way back in, I don't know where she is. She's all over the place.
She's Mrs. Worldwide.
She's probably in France or in Egypt or wherever
she goes.
Those
are very different places.
I know.
Wow.
And she does bounce around through between those places. So shout out Yasmina.
Yeah. Globetrotting queen.
Absolutely. And we were obsessed with Loyal Carner, obsessed with Tom Misch in high school. And so it takes me back to high school. And
amazing.
All the good times that I've had with Yasmina.
Do you think that song was very influential in, like, developing your music taste up to now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I think that the era I started listening to Loyal Carner in is also the time I started developing my own music taste, and I think that was very foundational. And I think that's why I love Loyal Carner so much.
And
like
how
I
would
said,
you... Sorry? Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, celebrity crush always. I love Loyal Carner.
I was just going to ask, and thank you for... it's very clear to me how much you love
Loyal
Carner.
I'll say it again.
Yeah, no, you can say it as many times as you want. I was going to ask, how would you describe your music taste, like, other than the songs you've brought for us? Like, what words, adjectives, nouns, etc. would you use?
I think...
You can choose five.
Okay.
Five words.
I usually tend to gravitate towards chill songs.
Okay.
because it can play at any given time.
Yeah.
But also, that is hard.
Because
I
feel like you don't even only just play chill songs. Because I feel like a lot of our dinners will be, like, bouncing up and down, like, cooking and, like, swaying our hips and stuff.
I think international, because I do try to listen to songs from... all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's thanks to Spotify Wrapped, because 1 year they gave you, like, the number of countries you listened to songs from, and I was like, I need to up that number. Like, this is not okay. And since then, I think it has definitely been a goal of mine to listen to songs from all over the place. And I've been doing good recently, I think.
Doing great.
So definitely international.
Yeah, if not for you, I would never have learned what Habibi Funk was, which is now one of my favorite genres of music ever.
And
it is
the
so
next
good.
Song is in honor of Habibi Funk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
Leave
a transition.
The segues. Like, dap up again.
God
oh,
damn.
My God. I don't know if the microphone can hear us dapping up, but...
But we be dapping.
Yeah, we be dapping continuously. Tell us about this third song.
I don't know how to pronounce it. it's Iona.
Iona.
By Hamid Al-Sheri. Sorry if I butchered that. But yeah, it's off of this. It's from this record label called Habibi Funk that I first heard of a year ago, actually. It was in March last year. I met a guy who pestered the owner of Habibi Funk. Like, DM'd him, emailed him, whatever, to get an internship with him in Berlin.
Oh, wow.
And he ended up going, and he introduced me to Habibi Funk. And this has been, like, very much the musical rabbit hole I've fallen into recently. And I've just been swimming
and you've been
in.
Pulling other people down
oh,
with you.
Oh, absolutely. Because everybody needs a little bit of Habibi Funk in their life. Everybody needs the joy that Arab funk brings to you. especially now that the sun is out. So yes. And this is one of the first songs that I listened to from that record label, and it's just magnificent is all I have to say.
That is a great word, magnificent. Okay. I'm ready to hear the magnificence of Iona by Hamid Al-Sheri. Hopefully I said that right. And hope everyone listening enjoys.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop. Join us.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends. This is Daniel. I have my friend...
Kat
in the studio with us today. This is the second ever episode. It's going smoothly. Great tunes
absolutely.
That I'm being put
on
to.
Thank you.
Yes, absolute eclectic, amazing taste. The song you just heard was Iona. Hopefully I said that correctly. Spelled A-Y-O-N-H-A. That's by Hamid Al-Sheri. Sounds like a legend because that song had me grooving in my seat. Bouncing up and down. What else do you have to say about that song?
Yeah, this was my introduction to Arab funk, and I hope that everybody else is going to follow that, down that same rabbit hole.
Yeah.
The whole album is a vibe. The whole album is a bop. I recommend.
Tape 19.11 slash.
Is that
Iona?
What it's called?
Or
yes, that's the one.
That's the one? Okay. So everyone should listen to that.
Yeah, and also just check out Habibi Funk in general. The whole record label only has absolute legends as featured on their albums.
Yes.
And... yeah, I don't know what else I have to say.
No, that is totally more than enough. That song almost speaks for itself. And it sounds like, I know you were having some difficulty coming up with how you would describe your music taste, but we keep coming back to the word summer. And I feel like another word that is starting to come to mind based on the songs you've played is groovy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like a cat song has to have some kind of funk or groove to it.
I do like a good groove. I think every type, like any song that I listen to, whether like very upbeat or very chill, it's always, it always has like rhythm to it. Or like and that's all I need.
And would you say that kind of started like from your childhood? Because you said your dad was like mingling and worked with a lot of like jazz musicians and a lot of other musicians. So do you think it was kind of, you were kind of nurtured with that funk and groove, or did you find it by yourself?
I was definitely nurtured with the funk and groove. I did reject it severely as a child. My dad,
really?
Yeah, my dad would have his friends come over every Thursday, I believe, and they would just like jam in the living room. And also he would just be blasting jazz radio either in the car or in our living room all the time.
Yeah.
But my brother and I would protest against it. We really just wanted anything but jazz to be playing. Wanted anything but any, like, groovy music was not what we needed.
What did you usually listen to?
The charts. We just
needed whatever was on.
Yeah.
Whatever was popular.
We just needed the radio station that we loved was called Energie, if anybody is from
Energy?
France. And, like, N-R-J, but it's energy and...
Energy.
Exactly. We would just want that to be playing. And I fought against jazz radio so hard. And then suddenly I was like, you know what? Let me dabble.
Yeah.
I've dabbled
since. Let me
see
what it has to offer. Like, dabbled, stuck your toe in, and now...
And I'm swimming.
Now you're swimming.
Deep in it.
Deep in the bottom of Africa, which is another great song.
Shout out
that song. Another great song Kat put me on to. The next song I have here, I do not know how to pronounce it properly.
Try again.
I'm
Say
gonna
it.
Embarrass myself,
Say
but it.
It
sounds like it's the way it's spelled sounds like it's called Abusi Junction, which I don't think is correct.
I don't even know. I say Abusi Junction.
Abusi Junction. Okay, what should we know about Abusi Junction?
Abusi Junction. I think the universe really wanted me to put this on the queue because
Why?
I was
Why
first
did she
of
want
all.
That?
Finding songs to play was the most stressful thing I've had to do in the past month.
Yeah.
Because finding, like, narrowing it down to like 6 or 7 songs was so
show?
Hard for me. Yeah. So
I really
hard.
Put you to the test. I'm
you
sorry.
Did. And last week I had the honor and privilege to sit in on the first episode that you did. And
shout out Dongwoo and Zach.
Shout out, because they absolutely killed it.
Yeah, they're kings.
And I was nervous as all hell leaving this room. I was like, I need to figure something out.
You need to get it together.
And I hit that shuffle button and this song came on and I had to put it in because it's the one consistent song that has been in my Spotify Wrapped for the past 5 years in a row without fail.
Okay.
And
it's
it has
a cat
been,
staple.
Oh, absolutely. It has been in my top 20, if not top 10, for 5 consecutive years. And it's in any given playlist, whether study playlist, chill playlist, cooking playlist, like any playlist you can imagine, the song is in it. And I just can't escape it. And I don't want to. It's just too good.
What about it do you love so much?
It's, again, the musical instruments are just, like, amazing. It's an instrumental song, and it just
Perfect.
Fits any vibe.
Fits any vibe.
And I think anybody can and will like it.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like, it's subtle in the sense that I never think about the song, and I never am like, oh, my God, guys, look at this.
Attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it always finds its way back to me, and I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that.
So the cat that came into the studio today with how this day's been going, with how your week's been going. Also, for those who don't know, it was Kat's birthday on Tuesday. So happy belated birthday to you, Kat. I don't have a soundboard, but I would like shoot off like air horns
pew,
or something.
Pew.
Pew, pew. But with all that's happened in this past week, we're having great weather. What is the vibe you would like to like place onto this song? Since you said its vibes are very fluid in terms of what it fits with.
Ooh. That is such an interesting question.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, Daniel, do be a good host.
Thanks.
I don't know. Vibe the listeners want to project onto it can be projected it is the beauty of the song.
Okay.
So
let's leave it up to the listener then.
There you go.
Here is the song that Kat recommended, A Boozy Junction. Not A Bussy Junction. Nothing against those junctions, but that is not the junction of this sort. Hope you enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends with Daniel. And today, for episode two, this is Songs with...
Cat.
Cat is here. The song you just heard was A Boozy Junction.
A Bussy Junction
is another pronunciation you could use if you would want to. And that was by Coco Rocco from the album We Out Here. And truer words have never been said because one thing about us...
We out here.
We truly out here. What else do you have to say about this song? Like, what feelings does it elicit? Or what's on your mind about it now that we just heard it again?
I think I just want to shout out the music collective behind it, Coco Rocco, because I think they do great things. It's eight musicians from the UK, and they just, their whole like discography is basically merging jazz and Afrobeat music, which in my opinion is the best, the two best types of music that you can combine.
It's a great fusion.
Yeah, and they have so many good songs. Off of so many different albums. Sorry, I just dropped my earring.
That's okay. A Boozy Junction just like knocked it off. Yeah.
So good that my earring flew off.
Yeah.
But yeah, that it's just a very cool collective in general. So
amazing. And why don't you tell us a little bit about this next song? My understanding is there's a little story behind it. And while you tell that story, I'll keep a lookout for your earring.
Thank you.
Because it's disappeared.
The next song I chose to put on... First of all, because, again, the sun's out, and this song has to be played when the sun's out. It's a song that, again, I've been listening to ever since I was a child, and everybody in France has been bopping to for, two decades now. It's Premier Gaou by Magic System.
You didn't have to say Magic System like that.
And they've had a chokehold, or they had a chokehold on the, French charts for the entirety of, the early 2000s. And this song, I'm so glad, has made it like beyond the French boundaries. And I think a lot of people know the song, have bopped to it, but nobody really knows the meaning behind it.
Interesting.
Yeah, and myself, I did not know until two summers ago. I was in the car with my aunt, and again, bop into the song as one does. And then she's like, "Do you even know what he's saying?" And in my wee little brain, I was like, no, but I don't need to.
I don't care. The vibe is already set.
The vibe is right.
Why do I need to know the deeper meaning?
Is beating.
Yeah, the beat is beating.
And then she's like, wait, let me translate it live for you. And she did. And it was the funniest, most nonsensical lyrics you can ever imagine. And they are very much speaking French, but in a dialect. So I never even thought about understanding what it means.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give a little bit of context for the people who do know the song and who do bop it but don't understand what it means. And it's essentially this guy who is seeing this girl, and they're out buying chicken.
Oh.
And he runs out of money, and so she...
Chicken's expensive.
It is. Yeah. And she dips. She's like, I don't want no broke man.
Wow.
And then he's like, but thank God I have a great voice. So suddenly I'm playing on the radio, his songs are playing on the radio. And she comes back months later and she's like, yo, I'm so sorry. I was out of town, but here I am again. Now that he has money, she's back and wants to interact with him again. And he's like, no need, girl. I'm doing so good on my own. Yeah. So it's about this girl, basically this gold digger.
Wow.
And all the lyrics, they don't make sense. At some point, he's like, I don't want you to be eating with a fork anymore. I want you to be eating with, what's that, garden fork?
A garden fork? I don't know. I don't do yard work enough to
know
what that
it's
is.
Okay.
I know, I can visualize what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's just a bunch of nonsensical things behind the song. And I think that, it's the funniest, best song that you can play in the summer. So, Premier Gaou.
Premigo? Okay, well, here's Premigo by Magic System. And I hope you enjoy. I'm so sorry for that French accent. Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends with Daniel. This is my second episode, Songs with Kat, and we have Kat in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. The song you just heard was I'm going to try.
Yep.
Here we go. It was Primoe.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Primoe Gao. Goao.
Yeah, yes. That was exactly.
That was so correct. And that was by Magic System. What else do you have to say about this song? Because it was an amazing fusion of the things that you mentioned.
Yeah, Magic System is basically a group collective from the Ivory Coast, and like I said, they were topping the charts in France in like the early 2000s/2010s, and this was the one song I think that actually like crossed the borders and everybody has bopping to. So I hope everybody enjoys. As you see, like most of the songs are very summery. And this is my also one go-to summer song.
I love it. And is the next song also summery? What should also be?
No, the next song, I was very hesitant to even incorporate.
Controversial pick.
Yeah, it's a controversial pick. Dun, dun. Because I love it. I love the artist. I love the song. I love the EP that it's off of. I have nothing but love for this song.
Yeah.
And so much of it, too. But the reason the reason why I didn't want to incorporate the last song, or I was hesitant to, is because I'm well aware that my liking of the song is severely biased and like very influenced by the fact that it's tied to like amazing memories.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how objectively good or bad it is to other people.
Okay.
And I didn't want to burst that bubble for myself. I didn't want to like open the song up to the world for them to like project their opinions on it.
Because it's very special.
Because it's
to
so
you.
Special to me.
And why is that?
For many reasons. The first one being that the first time I listened to the song was live at a festival with my high school best friend, shout out Yasmina again, and we had just watched some of our favorite artists at the time, Loyal Carner, Tom Misch, who we played before, Bad Bad Not Good, Cigarette After Sex, all the gems, and we were about to head out. Like, we were ready to leave. We had seen what we came to see.
Yes.
And being the little 16-year-olds that we were, we had set ourselves a curfew to, like, leave by, like, midnight so that we wouldn't be transiting too late. And the festival was still... Yeah, thank you. The festival was still very much going, but they were transitioning to their, like, EDM, DJs, whatnot. A scene that we weren't very familiar with at the time.
Yeah.
And we were about to head out. We were about to leave the building that the festival was happening in. And then this artist or this duo started playing. And we literally 180'd, backtracked back into the crowd. We're like, we cannot leave. Like, this is, I don't know what's playing right now, but we need to stay. And I know that every single person around us was probably, like, high out of their mind. And I was very much not at the time. But listening to the song made me feel like I was on the same level as everybody else. It was quite a wild experience. So just, and from that point on, it has been a central piece of our friendship, like Yasmina and I's friendship. It has played like at night, stargazing in her backyard. It has played with my high school friend group when we were drunk running across a field. It has accompanied many very cinematic and theatrical moments in my life.
Your life is a movie, wow.
Thank you so much. And a big part of that is this song, like all of the mystical beauty comes from this specific like duo. And another reason why I didn't want to actually play it today is because I don't feel like listening to it on the radio does the song justice. It's a song that needs to be blasted on speakers, or you need to listen to like on max volume on your headphones.
Yeah.
So if you're in a car right now, blast the speakers. If you're listening through headphones, blast. So that you can do the song justice. And yeah, this is
gonna be our last song, so we're gonna say goodbye with this song. And before we play it, is there any shout outs you want to give, anything you want to leave the people listening with? And thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
I love you very much.
Thank you. I love you too. Last thing I need to say is also watch the music videos of the artist that we're going to play is called The Blaze, and they have the best music videos ever. And I absolutely love them. So watch the music videos, and shout outs. I don't know, everybody.
Shout out everybody.
Shout out the Dunbar Dumpies. Every single individual that lives in the Dunbar area.
The Dunbar area.
Shout out to you. And
we love you.
Shout out to the roomies. Oh, Dunbar also shout out to Samaka, who just started listening to The Blaze and absolutely loves them as well. So I hope that you enjoy the song. She's been raving about them recently, and she's been begging me to tell her what song I was going to play from them or by them, and this is Territory.
By The Blaze. Enjoy. This has been Songs with Friends, Songs with Kat, Episode 2. Thanks for listening, and have a good one. Thank you.
We've waited for this day. We shed some tears of love now, like a desert in the rain. When son of the dead are waking up, there's nobody like my mom. There's no place like my home since I was born. When I was young, the flavor is so strong. I've missed it so long, yeah.